Obviously, you've been pretty fucking consistent with the work that you've put in, and we kind of want to pick away your mindset as to how you've been able to accomplish that.
So I think a big thing with me and that helps me go is most of the work is just showing up every day. Like when you get up and you get out and you're running, like you did a lot of the job already. Like you're already out doing it. And like I see a lot of people talk about the difference between motivated and driven is motivated, you're doing it for a couple of days to where driven, it doesn't matter if it's raining out, snowing out, whatever, you're going to find a way to get the work in regardless. And it's the same with the gym or anything else. Like it's about building up that habit to where it bothers you if you don't get to do it.
Yeah, I love them.
Making it a lifestyle.
Exactly.
Things like with discipline and stuff, people think it's like, oh, I gotta do something that I don't wanna do. But it's really just like you just have to do what's right and do what's the right thing that you need to do towards your goals. It's not about having discipline, it's about doing what's right in the moment, even if you feel like it or not.
Yes, and the other thing too is I think you have to find a way to make it fun for yourself in a way to where like you're constantly challenging yourself to things that you never thought you'd be able to do. Like for instance, like when I first started training for my marathon, I did an easy run and I was just doing it. I was like, oh, let me get up the marathon pace for it. And I was so wiped out at the end of the mile. I said, I don't know how I'm going to be able to do this for 26.2 miles. Like, that felt hard now, but it was the consistency of showing up every day, regardless if I wanted to do it, regardless of the weather, like you said, or whatnot. And it's like, you show up, you get that win in your head. You're already there, you know, like, there's no turning back. And, you know, you just make best of it. And some
days you'll have really good days and some days you'll have really bad days. But what I see with people is they focus on the bad days too much. And instead of getting over it and getting to the next day and seeing how you feel, they just give up right there. You know, it's like you're that's where you're testing yourself and you just got to shut off the way your brain's thinking and just push forward.
Something that sells me is when those days for especially I work out, when I feel like shit and everything's going down south, I actually tend to enjoy those days the most because you know that feeling when you're finished is going to be the best of all workouts.
Yeah.
You know, you go in there and you just have a good time, that's great and all. You feel great. But when you know that shit's down south and you're going to get through this workout, if you do, you know it's one of the best feelings of all time. Especially when shit's down south. I don't know, that's something that just kind of helps me cope with the idea of when, just imagine that feeling when you finish that workout, knowing what you're feeling right now is not wanting to do shit.
It's like the saying where they say you'll never regret a workout, like when you're done. Like when you're when you finish a workout and you have no injuries, you don't go, man, I wish I didn't do that. You know, like
that's you never say that.
Yeah, you never do. You're like, wow, I can't believe I did that. Like everything in my head was telling me no, 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 and I got through it. Like, I know a big thing through my training the first time when my first block is, so the day after your long runs, you had a 5 mile easy recovery run where you don't have to meet no times. It's about strengthening your legs and getting the miles under you. But like, you would be hurting so bad in certain areas, like your hips would be unbelievably tight or like, your back, your hamstrings would be hurt, and like depending on how hard you went, and them 5 miles, I would just
in my head it was like, okay, I don't care how bad this hurts or how slow I run it. Like there would be times where I'd run like 9 minute miles, like on the first couple miles, just because my body was like so beat up, like I'm hobbling down the street. But when you're going for a goal like a marathon, you have to remind yourself like this is how you're going to feel in the last 10K of the race. Last 6 miles is where the race starts because you're in such pain. So, like, that, you have to take that mindset and be like, okay, if I could get through this, this is going to help strengthen my mindset for when I get to hurting spots during races.
Have you ever used Icy Hot in the last, for a marathon?
No, I got this new thing. My wife bought it for me for Christmas. No free or advertisements, bodies. It's called a Therabody Cube, and what it happens is it could strap to anywhere, so you could do like contrast therapy, like you could do cold hot, or you could just do cold, or you could just do heat to like whatever is hurting. So
So,
but can you do that in the middle of a run?
No, not really, because it would just fall off, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
so you never used Icy Hot?
No, never used it.
I feel like that helps so much.
Well, I mean, it's like you're training for a race, so it's like you can't just stop at a CVS during the race and like grab it, you know? Like, you got...
Well, why wouldn't you just put it in the beginning of the race where you think it'd wear off?
You can. I don't know. I would think that the sweat would eventually just...
Yeah, deteriorate.
Yeah, get it off, but, you know, it's... You're just preparing for that one day where anything can happen. And, like, people don't know about racing, but, like, it's hard because you set goals for yourself time-wise or completing something. And it's, you could have a bad day that day. Nothing's guaranteed. Like, the weather could be bad. You could just have terrible sleep. And you train for 4 to 6 months and for that bad day. But it, to me, I constantly think about, like, I have the opportunity to do this. Like, I think it's less than 1% of the world runs a marathon. So, like, now you're thinking to yourself, like, okay, I didn't meet my goal, but I did something that less than 1% of people do.
It has to be, like, less than 0.1% of the world that actually runs a marathon.
It's a small amount, but it's like, so, I think my sister sent this to me. It's... less than 10% of the world run for exercise. And then out of that 10%, 1% of people race. And then out of that 1% of people, 1% of people do a marathon. And then, like, out of that 1%, 4% qualified to run Boston Marathon.
Yeah.
So, like, that's the small group you're talking about.
I'm going to put you on the spot.
Go ahead.
If you, all four of us are running a marathon, who do you think is finished first? There's no right answer. Nobody knows.
I don't really know because it's tough because I don't know, like, your physical
condition, man.
Oh, man. I'm just guessing now.
It's a really easy answer.
26.2 miles.
Okay.
He says it's a really easy answer.
Really easy. You're looking at him. You were, yeah, there
okay,
you go.
Okay, I'll go with my name every year. You know what I'm saying? If he's going to, if he has that confidence in himself, I have the belief because confidence is key when it comes to running it because, you know, whether it's your training or whatever.
I'm the same guy that started the episode. I'm the same guy that started the episode saying I can't run 2 miles.
Yeah. You build up to it.
Like, nah, man, that was a joke. I can't even please.
If your goal is to bench 300 one day, you don't walk into a gym and bench 250. Mm. Like, you probably start out at, like, 120 or something doing reps with that, and then you slowly build.
I want to go back to one thing you said about making it fun, discipline, because personally, I believe that's the hack to overcoming discipline. It's literally just making that shit fun. Like, if we were to go back in time for a second, when we all started working out and starting, like, this exercise journey, you wouldn't look forward to going to AFC or you wouldn't look forward to going to NAC, whatever, right? Mm-hmm. And you're still a beginner and you're doing it 3 times a week. But skip time forward, okay? Look where we are now. You actively want to go 6 days a week to the point where you don't even want to fucking take a rest day, although you have to. But, like, that's not discipline. We enjoy this shit. So if you can turn that into, like, somehow trick your mind into making it fun that, hey, I really like this running and I'm just going to keep doing it and challenging myself, then you don't even worry about the discipline, dude. That just becomes a hobby.
Take for that kind of stuff.
I think a big thing I try to do is there's a hospital by my house, and, like, a lot of my routes I try and run past it because, like, listen, there's a lot of people that don't have the opportunity to do what we do, whether it's workout or run or whatever. And you think to yourself, sometimes we have this self-doubt and, like, you almost feel bad for yourself. Like, oh, I need a rest day or whatever. But, like, there's someone out there that would give anything to have that one day again. So, like, I think you have to constantly be in that mindset of, like, one day this is all going to end. And, like, you, this is a privilege we all have. And I think that you have to take advantage of that every chance you have, you know, without hurting yourself or whatnot. But, I think it's a privilege, just like anything else, that you are able to go to the gym or whatever it is, you know? Like, some days that gets you by work, you know? Like, where you're working and you're just thinking about, like, oh, I get to go to the gym after this, you know? Like,
yeah, there's a big saying where I hear frequently that a bunch of, like, the elderly millionaires would give away all their money in an instant just to go back to their 20s, just to re-experience that. Yeah. And one of our following members here has a gratitude journal, and this is literally the perfect way to express your gratitude for every other thing too.
I want to proudly say I hit 1,000 things now.
What were you at the last? I thought you were at 80. Oh, you were at 800.
1,000.
Okay.
That's cool. So how did I got to ask you? I know I'm turning the interview around. Like, how does that work? Because like for me, what I try to do is I try to do it through prayer. Like before I go to bed, I make sure I think about all the things during the day and stuff like that. Like, does it just come to you and you write it down, or is there a special part of the day where you put aside and just be present?
Well, number one rule of the day, there's no right answer.
Okay.
I mean, you do you, yeah. I do me, whatever works best
for me. I'm just curious.
Yeah, I know. I just want to state that. But for me, personally, every day in the morning, I like to kind of start my mind in a positive attitude, try to challenge it and stuff. So in the morning, after I put on my clothes, you know, I do my hygiene, sit down, and I write three things from the day before that I was grateful of.
Okay.
I try to not do anything repeating. Of course, it's gonna alternate, but just having that idea of trying to think of three things that, and if I can't really think of three things from that day, I just like to think of, for example, maybe I'll appreciate the trees, fuck's sake, or whatever it is. Something simple in life that no one ever contemplates and says, huh.
I really love that because I think that's where it brings you to the present, you know, like, where, like, I heard a thing before, it was like, if you focus on the future, you're going to give yourself anxiety, but if you focus on the past, you're going to depress yourself. So you have to try and remain in this present state.
Yeah, I do the same. I do like prayers and stuff. I'm like praying to God, like for the food, whatever, like all those little stuff before I go to bed. But I also write it down, like at the end of the day, like before sleep, because that it's like a disciplinary action for me to constantly check up on myself, God, like all these things that I'm grateful for during the day. So it's like you can do both, but I think writing it down has so much more impact when you're there, and it's, I don't know. That's how it works for me.
I love that. I might have to steal that from you.
Because you can do both.
Yeah. It is nice, though. I do, because it really makes your problems seem that much smaller, too, when you realize all that you're grateful for.
Right. And when you're writing it down, like, more thoughts pop in your head, like the little things that happened in your day and how grateful you can be for those stuff.
Those problems, like, go away. Sorry, what was I going
to touch up on something I looked into, which is kind of like a little mindset change to keep yourself consistent, which is trading immediate results with immediate alignment with core values. So, I mean, it's kind of simple to understand, but step number one is, if you don't know exactly what you are aiming for in life, I think you should stop the video immediately and figure out what the fuck that is. Because that's going to be the root of staying disciplined. Because you're not going to stay disciplined if you have no direction in life, if you don't know where you're going to go with this. You know, what makes the gym so easy for us to go to and for you to run is you have a reason to do it. Whatever that reason may be behind, you know it. So of course it's easy. You have that purpose behind you. So I think if you don't have a core value on why you do such thing that you want to get disciplined at, you should write that down. Like you said, writing shit down, you remember way much more. And maybe even write it every fucking day before you do it. Like, that'd be a cool idea. Why not? Fucking do it. You got nothing better to do if you're failing. Try something new. And then once you write that shit down and you figure it out, you repeat it in your head consistently while you're doing it.
Like before you go to the gym, you just take out a journal or something, or your phone, and you're writing down. Today I'm going to gym because of that. Because of this, because of that. It's like it's different every time. Sometimes there are days where I'm going to the gym because I don't feel disciplined or I don't feel motivated, but I'm like, okay, I'm disciplined to go to the gym, or there's some kind of goal that I want to hit that specific day, so I'm like, I have to go.
And
so it's different every
something
day.
Something outside of gym, really, let's say you just want to get your work done. What this guy, the video that I watched, what he suggested is, you're going to put on a piece of paper everything you do every hour, the thing you spent the most amount of time in that last hour doing, and does it align with your core value? If it doesn't, why the fuck are you doing it?